السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بحضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. مفتي صاحب، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you afiyat, may Allah ta'ala bless you with good health, and may Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Help Mufti Saab to platform for yours this beautiful Friday morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, and verse number 330. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَان, which means, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَان, we gave as a gift. Again, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is stating then and mentioning his majesty, a sovereignty, authority, that this is a manifestation of his bounties and favors. We give who we want to, what we want to, when we want to, how we want to. So everything happens with a decree and the will of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and nobody can deprive that person. And if Almighty Allah does not want to give, then nobody can give that person there. So that is what we believe in. Remember that. He, Almighty Allah, la nafiya illa hu. There is no one to give benefit except him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَلَا ضَارَ إِلَّا هُ, and there's none to cause harm except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We look, you know, always you must remember this principle of the noble Quran. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Quran, they elaborate and explain the other verses. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, in chapter 42 and verse number 49 and 50, and Almighty Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. Allah Jalla Wala gives the couple, married couple, those children, he gives them daughters only. And then some couples, he gives them son only. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّمَ الْإِنَاثَ عَلَى الذُّكُورَ. In this verse, chapter 42, verse 49, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the lady daughters first and then the sons. So it shows that this is tafa'ul, a very good omen. Tafa'ul means a good sign, a good omen. If the couple are married and the first child comes as a daughter, so Allah Jalla wa Ala loves that family. Remember that. Because people normally love sons. And then some people only daughters, some only sons. Oh, you zawwijuhum dhukrana wa inatha. And some couples, Almighty Allah blesses them with sons and daughters. All these are a gift from Almighty Allah. So yeah, Allah uses the same word. And Allah says, wawahabnaha. So you must remember that we gave as a gift to him, to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman. So it is وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ. So that is what we must remember, that Allah gave him, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, as a gift, as a present. So Allah says, I give you daughters only, I give you sons only, I give you, you must remember, sons and daughters, and وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا, chapter 42, verses 49-50, and then Allah Ta'ala gives them some people, He keeps them barren, no children. So remember, I am speaking to you, I don't have children. So remember with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He gives whoever He wants. The most important thing you must know, that this is a gift from Almighty Allah, children are a bounty and a favor from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. وَوَهَبَنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and we have given as a gift to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, his son Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam's nami, ismi grami, remember, is mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran. And it means to run very, very fast. And it means to be ready to take action against the enemy and so forth. And remember that Allah made him a Nabi, a prophet, a mighty messenger. And Almighty Allah made him a king also. The Jutlas, the Jews, the Haramis, they not bothered about prophethood and so forth. They call King David. For them, that is what they like and so forth, to have material wealth. And then Almighty Allah states, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and remember to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, we gave Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. His nami, ismi grami, honorable name is mentioned 17 times. So that is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So he is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Lakhrim, a magnificent kingdom, as you will understand just now. So what is the meaning? 17 times his name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And it means that peace, tranquility, hifazat, protection, so all that, whether he's flying in the air or he's on the land and sand, so Allah protects him, Allah keeps him in peace, Allah keeps him under his special preservation, protection. So that is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jutlas, they hate Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. They said he had this magnificent kingdom because of jadu and sihr and sorcery and magic and so forth. So you should know all these things here. Yeah? And if you want more details on that, that what propaganda Hasbara the Jutlas made against Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, go read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 102, enshrined in the Noble Quran. So Allah Ta'ala blessed and gave Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, and remember that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now who is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam? Ni'm al-Abd. He is a best servant, excellent servant. And remember for that time, Allah Ta'ala loved him excessively. Innahu awwab. And he was the one keep on turning towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, when you read your 6 rakat salat after Maghrib and that, then the ulama, fuqaha, jurors, scholars say, Salatul Awwabin. That's a sign you are turning more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we all should understand this here, that Almighty Allah make us minal Awwabin. Let us just juxtapose and draw a comparison. Remember, one side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he rebuilt the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, and then what happens? He begs Almighty Allah, he makes special dua. Chapter 2 and verse number 127, verse 128. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh, beloved Allah, did you show us, Ya Allah, and you accept from us, Ya Allah, this broken effort, me and my beloved sons, that we rebuilt and refurbished the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse number 127. Then he's teaching us a wonderful dua. Millions, thousands of people every month, every year go for Umrah, besides Ramadan, besides Hajj, like now Rabiul Awwal. And then Ramadan time, 30 million people went for Umrah last year. So Islamically, 1445. and then Hajj, you have 2 million people plus minus. So all that happens, but remember to perform Umrah, Hajj, Ziyarat of Aqsa, all that is not just going through the motions. It must be a quality Umrah, quality Ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara, quality Ziyarat to Aqsa al-Mubarak, quality Hajj, all that. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, taught us a wonderful, powerful dua. Chapter 2, verse 128. Arina manasikana watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh, beloved Allah, that you show us the places of Umrah, of Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all that. Obviously, Madinah Munawwara will be included as well before Hajj, after Hajj, before Umrah, after Umrah. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Verily, Allah, you are all forgiving, you are very, very merciful. So that is all Majd Allah Jalla Wala teaching us. Then he made dua after rebuilding the Kaaba Musharrafa. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan min anfusihim. Ya Allah, that amongst these people in this valley, biwad in ghayri, zar'in in the Baytik al-Muharram, no vegetation, no habitation, you send the greatest, mightiest, most beloved, most precious to all, Majd Allah, the last and final messenger and prophet, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. Therefore, the Master alayhi salatu salam is to say, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am the personality, the last and final one, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam made special, special dua for me. So that is after the completion of the refurbishing, rebuilding, renovating the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Now count of Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa was built 40 years after the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the black cube that you see in Makkah for the non-Muslim listeners. And a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, 40 years after that, Masjid al-Aqsa was built. But as time progressed, it also fell into ruins and so forth and needed refurbishing, renovating, rebuilding. Who built it the first time? The Baytullah, Masjid al-Aqsa. He, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, rebuilt it. And it was rebuilt by him. You must remember who? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Nami Nami Isme Grami in the Noble Quran 25 times. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam 69 times. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned his honorable name and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam assisted him. Now we come to the time that Nabi Adam alayhi salam built Masjid al-Aqsa there in Palestine, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, both ways you pronounce it. And Allah Ta'ala selected Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam 17 times. His Nami Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is mentioned. The hadith in Sunan Nasai and authentic. He begged Almighty Allah for 3 things after rebuilding and renovating and refurbishing Masjid al-Aqsa. Dua number 1, which we will do inshallah, you understand, maybe tomorrow or next week. So what do we see? He cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Rabbi ghafirli, Ya Allah, forgive me. Anbiya ma'asum, they are protected from all vices and sin. But yet they ask Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness to teach their Allah, to teach their ummah, their people. We are anbiya, and yet tawadu'an lillah, out of humility, we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness for our mistakes. Anbiya can make mistakes, but not commit sins. Always remember the difference. وَهَبْلِي مُلْكَ اللَّا يَنْبَغِي لِحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Oh Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody after me such a magnificent great kingdom. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Oh, listeners, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, anything you want, then say, and it's permissible, say Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, and their obstacles, impediments, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, remove all the impediments, obstacles, oh beloved Allah, Jalla Wala. So every Nami Nami, every name of all Almighty Allah, we should be reading it now before Fajr, after Fajr, chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by those names there. And then you will see how many things will happen in your life, inshaAllah. And this holiday time, use our leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, من حفظها دخل الجنة. You by heart and memorize the 99 names of all Almighty Allah, Allah will give you Jannah. And you old and you cold and you can't manage and so forth. So look inside and read it daily. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, you will enter Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah, bifadlillahi wa rahmati, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So that's the first dua he made. Second dua he made, Uwati'u hukmi hukmat. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, whenever I pass a verdict, it must concur and agree with your judgment, Ya Allah. Father passed a verdict, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, regarding the same issue. Remember he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, passed the verdict. And what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala says, that what Dawood wa Sulaiman is yahkumani fil harf, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about it in the noble Quran. And then Allah Ta'ala says the two different verdicts regarding the same issue. But Allah says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. Both were granted knowledge, but the greater verdict and greater understanding was granted to him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the English language, they stole us from the Quranic verse and the Hadith Sharif. They say, when you are confronted with any problem, difficulty, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. It's taken from this. We should wake up and understand we have everything. Charity begins at home. They stole all this from Islam. وَبْدَعَ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ. So many things I can tell you. حُبُّكَ شَيُّ مِي وَيُسِمْ. That love is blind. Love makes you blind and deaf. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So many examples we can give. Nevertheless, so he made second dua. My judgment must be concurring, agreeing with your verdict, with your judgment, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala. Oh, South African Muslims, oh, Muslims of Britain, oh, Muslims of Africa, and throughout the world, listen to the third dua. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam begs, please, petitions Almighty Allah after reconstruction of Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Majidul Aqsa. And he said that, Man ata hadal bayt, who comes to this Masjid, Majidul Aqsa, and with no hidden agenda and ulterior motive, Man ata hadal masjid la yuridu illa salata fi, only with the intention to perform salat there, خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. He comes out from his sins and vices so pure and cleansed like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect all our masajid in South Africa, Swaziland, Africa, and throughout the world, wherever we are. Allah, out of His Father, grace and mercy, protects it. Remember that. So that is our iltija. That is our dua and our begging, petitioning all. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446, Gaza genocide, and day number 357, that is today. So thousands, 100, 200, 300, 350, 400,000 jutlas are dashing for cover and taking flight and running and crying and all that the haramis. They want to pick out the Palestinians and expel them and make another Nakba. Nakba was done in 1948 when the haramis expelled the murderers and the real traitors, you must remember. You see that Benjamin Netanyahu Harami belongs to the Likud party. Who is the founder of the Likud party? Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was termed by the British as a terrorist And remember, he started this year, and he belonged to the witch gang. So these people here, they belong to the Irgun gang. And then they joined the Haganah gang. And the Irgun gang and the Haganah gang were termed terrorists by the British. So the first people to be called terrorists were the Bidas, Jutlas, and Haramis by the British. And then they formed the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. Oh, Muslims, you should wake up and understand. And then they had the Stern gang. So these three gangs massacred and murdered the Muslims there and the people in Palestine and today occupied Palestine. So now also they want to expel and terrorize them. But Allah's system, wa makaru wa makar Allah, they are plotting and planning. And Allah has his master plan. 1 million chutras already bid farewell to Palestine, to Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied Palestine, and so forth. And the others are crying and taking flight and so forth. Hezbollah is sending rockets and missiles and so forth to Haifa. And they are telling them, we haven't even used 10% of our artillery, and we can strike Tel Aviv whenever we want to. Look at my status. I just sent it out now on my status, 071-888-1184, and you will find it there. May Almighty Allah decimate and destroy and dismantle the entire apparatus and the entire Jewish Zionist terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Israel, too, you must remember, received $8.7 billion worth of arms from America. So who are the biggest terrorists? They are murdering, killing, remember, innocent babies, children, men and women and civilians. Now they're in Palestine, in Gaza, West Bank, and where and where. And now they are killing people there in southern Lebanon, in Beirut, and nearby suburbs and what have you. But America keeps on supporting them. So who are the biggest terrorists? You have a dog that is biting people, killing people. And then you have the handler, the owner of the dog. So who will you blame, the dog or the owner? So every human being will say you blame the owner. So here we have the same thing. These are the dogs. Remember that. That and the whole world is condemning them. Unless you're a donkey, you must remember, then we can't speak for you. So you can see in the United Nations Security Council and just meetings there, every second country condemning Israel, and it's America and all the Western powers helping them. Israel banned from the science competition. So remember that they are up in arms, and now they won't be allowed to participate in that because of the genocide there in Gaza. If they want to participate, they can come as independents, but not under the Israeli apartheid Zionist terrorist flag. Well done. So I see a replay happening. When I was a very young person and a young boy, then I saw slowly, slowly how South Africa, apartheid South Africa, was kicked out from this organization, that organization. So same thing is happening now slowly, slowly to Israel. It is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and it is a murderous regime. So we should be very clear. Israel is deliberately targeting journalists and harming them. We can see what they're doing to Al Jazeera and how they targeted them. More than 100 journalists murdered and killed by the Israeli regime and so. So Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, says, strike, strike Hezbollah. We're not interested in any ceasefire and so forth and so on. He forgot about the hostages, or he forgot about the sausages. That donkey there, that's all you can call them. Real donkeys, Starmer, the British Prime Minister, says, we need them in the United Nations and other places. We need an immediate ceasefire, and we must release the sausages. Then he realized his mistake and he said, hostages. So these are the donkeys, remember that. Whole day they just think of eating and drinking wine, dine and swine. So whether it is sausages or whether it is the swine or the wine and that, because they are haramis and so forth. So Israel condemned by majority countries at the United Nations. So this is the disgrace, you know. You have a coin. Now here in Swaziland, I don't know which kind of coins they have. So I just saw the paper money. But South Africa, we have our 1 rand coin, 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin, and look at it, you will see a lot of things are stamped on it. Allah Jalla Wala states for the Jutlas and the Jews, Duribat alayhimu zilla. Allah has stamped upon them the disgrace and humiliation. Wherever they go, they will be humiliated, disgraced normally, and Allah will continuously punish them right till the day of justice. All this enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse number 167, وَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jutlas by Muslim, non-Muslim, and Shias, and whoever else. Shias are kuffar. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ till the day of justice, with the worst type of punishment. So we should be very clear on all these type of things. Netanyahu lands there in United States, and then the protesters are waiting for him, and they say that, get the deal done now, seal the deal, and let the hostages come back home. So remember, he will go down in history as the worst ever prime minister of Israel. Mahmoud Abbas, the murtad, the shaitan of the Palestinian Authority, he says that we will not give 1 centimeter, 1 inch, to Israel of Gaza, as though as he got so much power. They came right inside Ramallah and they took away all the equipment of Al Jazeera and they stole it and so forth, and they could do nothing. This is under the Palestinian Authority. Good for nothing, nincompoop, if you ask me. New York mayor, he is facing criminal charges, bribery, corruption, and so forth. So from the top, remember, you got Biden, Joe, genocide Biden, Sleepy Joe. So he and his son Hunter, corrupted to the core. Hunter is going to face so many charges and is hunting for more prostitutes. So that is their life. Trump, we know, trumpeting away. He's got 34 felony charges against him and so forth. Russia to transfer weapons to the Houthis. Are you like that? Russia is receiving certain types of weapons and so forth, missiles, rockets, whatever you want to call, from Iran. And now it says that it's America, and remember, Israel are getting too big for their boots, so maybe it's time that we also send some arms to the Yemenis and the Houthis. So that would be a great move, Putin. You should do that and show them. Regarding Russia and Ukraine, the winner, the defeat of Ukraine is inevitable, and Trump said that Ukraine is gone, is history, the wasting of time. So remember, it's day number 945, there in the Russia and Ukraine conflict and war, day number 945 there today. And thereafter, remember, we come to you with our news here in South Africa, Africa, and so forth and so on. So let's see what we got here. Gauteng government will be the province of ours, Gauteng, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Shawnee, Benoni, whatever you call it. The government, the provincial government, will be bankrupt in the year 2025. Why? Because of the e-toll debts. This is another blunder and another huge bill, own goal by the ANC. They thought people were just smilingly pay for the e-toll. A big disaster from day one, and they're getting fatter and fatter and bigger, slash their wages to half the amount, and then everything will come right. But who's interested in that? Every one of them who are sitting in the parliament and in the mayors, and here and there, 99% are just there to fill their pockets and their family's pockets. You'll be lucky if you find 1% that are straight people, Muslim and non-Muslim. So we're facing bankruptcy. Nothing new for South Africa, that is. Shawnee mayor, his name Brink, he has been removed, you must remember. So they have a revolving door. You know, it goes round and round. Then sometimes the mayor is from Al-Jama'ah, then sometimes from DA, sometimes from ANC, sometimes from this party. So it's a merry-go-round, our beloved South Africa. We have comedians running the show in the big circus. So that is the news in South Africa. Anytime they feel vote of no confidence, this guy, this party will bribe up that party, and then they'll kick out. So what good is that? There's no consistency, there's no policy, and then the people have to suffer. Go to Shawnee and see. Some places there's no water, some places there's no electricity, some places there's no service delivery. And in case you don't know what is Shawnee is the new name of Pretoria and so forth. Yesterday after Maghrib, I was having meals there and a very interesting evening we had last night, I'll explain to you. But nevertheless, I was having supper there by my connection there by Farid, by the Steen Tariq Dada and his family. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. They here about 25, 30 years or so. So they're from Durban. So now he told me, you know Farid Hajjat. So here he has several filling stations. So he has been kidnapped and so forth. That's what he told me. So when we investigated further with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, our brother Farid Hajjat managed to go away and escape from the kidnappers. They tried to block him there, remember, by the garage and filling station. And then they even took him and they got disrupted. He saw the moment Allah's struggle, mercy, grace came and he dashed and then Allah protected him. Make dua on this occasion, Jummah day, the Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal. Allah Jalla Wala bring back our brother Hafiz Zakaria, so Desai of Stenga Kwaduguza back to his wife, children, father and all of them and so forth. Allahumma ruddahu ila ahlihi ya rabbal alameen. And then our brother Irfan Dadabai Roshni Fainakhad. So imagine so many days, so many weeks pass. What trauma, what problems the family goes through. Allah Jalla Wala unite them. And for all of us, this is a big, big problem in South Africa. Hijacking, kidnapping, all. As a Muslim, always read chapter 12, and that is Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Let me give you some history, geography of Swaziland. Swaziland, you must remember, is a country that possesses plus minus 1.2 million people, 25,000 Muslims here, yeah, male, female, adult and children, plus minus. So you can see it's a very, very small country and even smaller population of Muslims. But mashallah, it's a very peaceful country and so forth. So yesterday we went here, Maulana Abdul Rahman, the son of our Haji Shabir, and the other day was Maulana Umar. So, mashallah, Abdul Rahman took my brother, Haji Suleiman Yaqub, and myself from here, Baban, to the Manzini. And it's about half an hour drive, you know, on a normal day. So, we went first to the graveyard there. Manzini has just got his graveyard, and this one person only buried there. He was shot from Ethiopia. And we went there, we made dua, and then the brothers were asking some questions and all that, they were waiting for me. So I explained to them and so forth and that, you know. So because it's one first time and he was shot. So the memory started flooding back. My cousin Ismail Sharif Noor, our Abuba Abu Tayyar. So all of them are Rahimahullah, it was 94. So he, Ismail Sharif, that he tried so much with the other brothers there in King Ross, that we must have our own cemetery graveyard, and lo and behold, that he was martyred and shot while having supper with his wife and children and so forth, and then he was the first person to be buried there. So all that memories came back to me yesterday. So anyway, Maghrib time, Adhan, we were in the masjid, and thereafter four students completed the Quran Sharif Nazira looking inside. Three students completed Hifz. A wonderful jalsa we had yesterday there. Allah Ta'ala Kabul Farmai. And then I gave some 5-10 minutes advices. The students read. We made dua for ourselves, for the Ummah, for Swaziland, Africa, South Africa, all the families, Marhumin. And then we went for supper to Brother Tariq Dara's place. And then Isha time, we were back in the masjid, back to capacity, mashallah. And then I spoke for about 45, 50 minutes. You know, it was a wonderful, wonderful. I spoke on Quran Sharif. What is the Quran? What are the virtues of Quran? What are the virtues of becoming a Hafiz and so forth and so on? So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we thank all the trustees, imams and teachers and people there in Manzini, Baban, our host here, Haji Shabir Ahmad and his family. So it was today's program, mashallah. So will be that we will go to the masjid at Baban and we will have a program after Fajr. It's in Urdu like we did yesterday. And then inshallah we will read Ishraq and after that we will go to the graveyard, to the cemetery, inshallah Aziz, here in Baban. And that's after Ishraq, inshallah. Then at 11:10, make a note of it, South African time, Swaziland time, we will join Makkah Mukarramah. There the imam today will be Sheikh, you must remember, Abdullah Awad al-Juwani. and in Medina Munawwara will be Sheikh Khalid Al-Muhanna. So he is the Imam and the Khatib, but we take Makkah Mukarrama. And when we finish there, then we will go to the masjid. We'll be here in Baban Masjid, Masjid Yusuf. Inshallah, by about 12:15 or so, 20 past 12 will be Adhan, and 12:25 will be the lecture, till 1 o'clock or so. So, mashallah, the Mawlana said we can take the time, so Allah Ta'ala reward him as well. And thereafter, inshallah, will be sunnah, and then the khutbah and salat and so forth. And then the main program will be tonight, yeah, in this Masjid Yusuf in Baban, inshallah. All of you who got nikah announcements that your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren are getting married and so forth, so remember that you should be the one that to send it now, not late, then you say no, that you did. You send it late, then you can announce it. Between 10 and 10:30 will be the nikah announcements today, this morning, and Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah al-Aziz, will announce all the nikah announcements between 10 and 10:30. So please send it, and you know, send it WhatsApp 084-786-3132, 0, and whether it's in Swaziland, Africa, any part of the world, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, in that way there, we can. And remember, we need rain in various parts of South Africa and Africa and other parts of the world. So inshallah, make dua, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma aghisna, Allahumma aghisna, Allahumma aghisna. Allah Jalla wala bless us with his mercy. Now we have about 12 minutes or so left, so let's fire up inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, I have a court case today for visitation rights for my kid. What can I read to be calm and get the best possible results?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Whenever people have court cases and so forth, then read the following three du'as, all from the Noble Quran. Surah 29, verse 30. Ankabut, Surah Ankabut, the spider, verse 33. Oh. رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, assist me, help me against the mischief makers and troublemakers and so forth and so on. So that will be the first dua. Second dua, chapter 3, verse 173, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, that Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. So remember that that is the dua you should read abundantly. And third dua you should read. So remember that is Surah 40 and verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Ya Allah, I'm handing over my matters and affairs. That so to you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what Allah says in the next verse, Surah 40 verse 45. That for waqahu Allahu sayyi'ati ma makaru, Allah will protect the person from the evil of those people who are plotting, planning, scheming behind their back and so forth. So read that abundantly, read Surah Yasin, give out charity, whatever is best for you and for your children and so forth. Allah will let that happen, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, a 92-year-old passed away. His widow is 86 years old. Question is, does she have to make it that? Number two, can she attend her son's nikah? Her husband passed away a week ago.
Remember, Kala Masi, that in Islam, iddat is compulsory upon every widow. So whether your husband is old, whether he's young, whether you young, whether you old, Quran Kareem states you 80 years old, 85 years old, whatever, 88 years old. So iddat is compulsory. Arba'at ashurin wa ashra. From time of death, you must count kala masi ma 130 days. From time of death, 130 days. And that is the mourning period. So you must be sad and so forth. This hukukullah involved the rights of Almighty Allah and hukuku zawj. Your husband, you were married for 50, 60, 70 years. Allah alone knows how long you were married. So now, Masi Kala, you can't go now for nikah and das and all that. You must sit quietly at home and make dua for the deceased. Read Surah 14, verse 41. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established, so they read abundantly, give out charity for the deceased and all the marhumeen. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant you the bereaved family Sabri Jamil.
Is it permissible for one to go for Umrah if he is owing people money?
Not permissible. Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif in Musnad Ahmad, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَمِّنْ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. People are there in Gaza fighting the Jutlas, the Haramis. People are there fighting them. You must remember in different parts of the world, the Muslims, Ahlu Sunnah, and then they get shaheed, they get martyred, they made the supreme sacrifice. Habibuna Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the sins of the martyr are forgiven except deaths. So what does that tell us? So remember that he made the supreme sacrifice. Now you want to go for Umrah, but you got the trail of debts, you're owing A, B, C, X, Y, Z. So that's not permissible. Umrah is not for the wajib or something. Most to most is sunnah. To pay your debts is compulsory, and to pay it immediately is compulsory. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghrab. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from vices and sins, to teach the ummah obviously, and wa min al-maghrab, to get involved in debts and so forth. Learn this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghrab. So in Islam, to take debts and loans and that is permissible, but definitely undesirable and frowned upon. And it is compulsory to pay the debts immediately. Matalul ghaniyi zulmun. All these hadiths are sahih. Go open, authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. You have the means and you're not paying, delaying. Justice delayed is justice denied. Not permissible. You must pay your debts first, then you worry about Umrah and everything else.
Mufti Sahib, is this authentic, a wazifa to pray 1,000 times Surah Al-Kawthar before reaching Madinatul Munawwara is a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this authentic?
Remember that we must make a distinction. People today don't make distinctions. What is permissible and what is sunnah? So is this authentic that a person now, for example, you landed in Jeddah now with a train or with a taxi or the bus or the plane, you're going to Madina Munawwara, so you must read 1,000 times Surah Kawthar, Inna Atayna. No, it's not authentic. It is just the suggestion and the opinion of some ulama. So remember that if you don't read it, there's no sin upon you. You read it, it's permissible, but not sunnah. My advice to people from any part of the world you are coming, you are going nearer and nearer to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the city of the master, then you should be reading salawat, durood sharif, salutations more and more. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabiyyi al-mukhtar. Oh, you person coming to Medina Munawwara, read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that story about read Surah Kawthar 100 times, 1,000 times, whatever, is permissible, but not a sunnah. And remember, sunnah will be, you coming to, you know, today, Friday, is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة, that increase the quantity and the amount of your salawat and durood upon me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I told you all on several occasions, what is the meaning of durood? Durood is a Persian word, remember, Farsi word. Your people are farmers, they have a harvest and they have crop. So remember, when you have a bumper harvest, bumper crop, then what you do, you sell it. And you have to sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. That's the literal meaning. So read, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Merkel Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, read the Durood Sharif Salawat, then you receive the maximum optimum reward. So therefore, we call it, we're going now to Masjid, but we carry on, inshallah, Mawlana. So we carry on with the question right till we reach the masjid, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, should we pay zakat on 9-carat gold?
Remember, there is no zakat on 9-carat gold, but what happens is you are selling it, then there will be zakat on it. But later, you got it in your house, the male or female or what, you found a piece of gold somebody gave you, you inherited it, but it's 9-carat, so that's not considered a genuine gold or the major component. So therefore, there will not be zakat. But if you are selling it, then there will be zakat on the current market value, so then zakat will be compulsory. Remember that.
Mufti Sahab, was Hazrat Tufayl bin Amr Dawsi the last Sahabi ever alive?
So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in the 11th year of the Hijrah, that before 100 years elapses, then we, the last Sahabi, will pass away. So Amr bin Tufail at Dawsi. Dawsi, the Kabila, is the tribe from Medina, from Yemen. The Dawsi, the Sayyidina Abu Huraira, was a Dawsi. So he is from there, you must remember, from the tribe of Yemen as well, his origin. So he passed away in the year 110. He was the last Sahabi to pass away. You must remember, that is Amr bin Tufail at Dawsi. So, diesel, so, now I'm just asking him, the car is petrol or diesel? So, this thing, so, this thing, I'm just jumping in the car now. So, in a case like that, there he was, according to this, is the field you call Ilmu Rijal. Ali ibn al-Madini, the teacher of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Ali ibn al-Madini, he used to say, Ilmu Rijal, nisfu ilm al-hadith. To know the reporters and narrators of the hadith, so that is half the science of hadith. It's a sad indictment upon us today, the Muslims, that remember in our darulums and all our madrasas, 99% we have neglected the science completely. If you just see what the Orientalists have written, every Muslim scholar and student should be writing this down. There's a book called The Formative Period. The book's name, The Formative Period. The author is Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T. Montgomery Watt writes in his book. I read it myself when we were studying university and all that, doing some research. So nevertheless, that day he writes, you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth that you have the collection and biographies of 500,000 people, 500,000. And he says that, and just, you know, quoting him and paraphrasing him, that you have the biographies of 500,000 people, and I'm amazed at the amount of consistency I found in the chain of transmission and so forth. So therefore, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, as mentioned in the Muqaddama introduction of Sahih Muslim, Lawla al-Isnad, if you then have chain of narrator and chain of reporters, وَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ, then any person will say what he wants to. That's why the Bible today has become a mockery for people. So remember, you look at Matthew, you look at Mark, you look at Luke, none of them even met Jesus. So therefore, there are so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused and their fuses are getting blown. Gee.
Okay, sir, my brother almost got kidnapped on Friday. He managed to escape. Can Mufti Sahab please give a dua to read?
Just repeat that question, Maulana, please.
My brother almost got kidnapped on Friday. He managed to escape. Can Mufti Sahab please give us a dua to read?
I'm not sure if they're referring to the same brother, Farid Hajjad, there at Melrose Arch, or they're speaking about last week, Friday. So whatever it is, then read this dua, brothers, sisters. Number one, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the best protector, and He alone, Almighty Allah, exclusively, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Whenever we emerge, we just left the house. So I read the dua quickly. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Bismillah, توكلت على الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So what you need, three phrases. Bismillah, we all know. توكلت على الله, I place my trust solely, only on Almighty Allah. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And there is no one, you must remember, that can give us benefit except Him, Almighty Allah. There's none who can cause us harm except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then four things will happen, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Hudita, you'll be given guidance. Wawukita, divine protection, Allah will grant us protection. Wakufita, and your needs will be taken care of. Wadanaha anhu shaitan. Shaitan, Satan, Lucifer will take flight and run away from you. And then we should remember that in Al-Adab al-Mufrad it is mentioned, Imam Bukhari mentioned about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he emerged from his house, he would read, Allahumma sallimni, Ya Allah, that you protect me, I don't cause harm to people. Wasallim minni, and you protect other people from me, and so forth. So we say it plural collectively, Allahumma sallimna wa sallim minna. Imam Bukhari mentioned Adam Mufrad, we reach the masjid, Jazakallah khair, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and give out charity also daily. Allah will protect us from all harm, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.